current form, it's a punk venue in a bar that sells cheap banana bread and greasy snacks. I've come to investigate a rumor that I heard a few months ago. The rumor says that there's a network of tunnels that runs underneath the neighborhood, and that the tunnel network connects with SBC. The rumor also says that the tunnels have been around for a long time, maybe 100 years or more. The rumor says the tunnels connect with SBC's basement, and that some dark, maybe even supernatural stuff has gone on down there over the course of their history. Here's Malcolm again. Word of warning, parts of Malcolm's audio here is very, very bad quality, mainly because of the loud hair metal music in the back. It was a bar after all.
Do you have any sense of where they went? Did they went towards the port, or they?
We've been told to go as far as Stanley Park, like that they're all connected.
Oh, wow, unreal.
Welcome to Radio Pizza
Party
on 101.9
CITR. Broadcasting from where?
Oh, the unceded Musqueam territories of the Musqueam peoples, the territories of that have been unceded. This is Radio Pizza Party.
Good to hear.
This is Radio Pizza Party, everybody. Jack, what the heck is this show?
This show, we pick a topic out of a hat. My headphones aren't on. We pick a topic
they
out of a hat.
That.
And we discuss it for an hour or less, usually less. And then we play some games in between the time when we just run out of stuff to say.
Yes, very much so. So we usually have a guest on. And I'll tell you what.
This week's no different.
This week, it's no different. Almost was different. We had
almost
a moment
was.
Of no communication.
It was a close call.
And we were both concerned. But,
okay.
Okay. Well, you give me this look of, like, and then I get self-conscious of what I'm saying.
Hey, guys.
What is that? Okay, wait just one second. So,
hold on.
Hold on one moment. So, what happened is we invited, I'll say it, one guest.
Was there some miscommunication on the guest set?
We're going to have a chat later.
We invited
a package of two.
It was a package of two. So we invited
a single person. Because there are only three mics in this studio.
And they were ready to mingle.
What about single ladies?
No.
No.
We have no rings.
No. I don't think we've had any single... Of the ladies we've had on the show, none of which were single, I think.
I mean, maybe
this might be different today.
I don't really want to broadcast people's relationship status over the air.
You said a name. Okay.
Happily married with three children living in Vancouver's east side.
Oh, God. Those poor kids.
So today we have a special guest here. This is a new thing we're doing. I'm playing music to like introduce the guest, get everything hyped up.
Okay.
So let's...
Does it roll with like our personalities though?
Yeah. So this one's just screaming.
Yeah. So let's
just
do this.
Play the song, man.
Here we are with
Larissa and extra special guest
Sarah.
Sarah.
That's Larissa Kushner and Sarah Armamino to everyone who doesn't know us.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to know the last name, right?
Yeah, that's something you want broadcasting.
Yeah.
There, yes, you need that branding. You need to always be closing.
The brand of Larissa Kushner and Sarah Aramino.
Yeah, here we are, ready to take it on.
Ready to take it on and talk right into the mic.
Right into the mic.
Yes, exactly. Bingo.
Okay, so, thanks, guys, for having us on, because we're actually really excited for this.
Yeah, we're two chatterboxes, and we're ready to chatterbox it away. Sorry.
So, Tristan, do you want to play, like, chess or something while they just fill up the hour?
This isn't really our show.
I was going to say, we actually are quite skilled at podcasts. Mm-hmm. Our previous attempt at starting a podcast involved singing the national anthem, which I would more than appreciate if we could continue that tradition on your
podcast. How long is your rendition? Because we only have 54 and a half minutes.
Is just the Canadian national anthem.
No, but how slowly or quickly do you sing it? Because you can sing
Honestly, we could do any version.
You could do like a drone version.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, are we getting started?
This is our show. I am standing up, everybody. Let it be seen. Oh, no, my headphones.
True patriot love.
Things have gone off the rails already. Oh, I've never heard of that part of the song.
With glowing hearts, we see thee rise.
I am standing up. Okay, there we go. Okay. Thank you. That was play ball.
In honor of Larissa Kushner and Sarah Romino.
You're dead.
What?
You said in honor.
Yeah, in honor means you're dead.
That wasn't a threat. That was
you're not making it out of this studio.
Hey, you learn something new every day, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. And I learning a few things though on this show today.
Yeah, like you two don't know the entire national anthem.
No. But who does really? Like God. Honestly. You're right.
God
you're
is
right.
Mentioned. All thy sons, they know it.
Ding, feminism.
Didn't they just change it?
They didn't just change it, did they? Is
I
that
think
official?
They changed it to in all of our command.
Is that true?
I'm gonna give them a minute to calm down.
I thought that was legitimate. Like, that was a debate that hadn't been figured out yet.
I don't think it's that important whether we find out or not.
I don't think it is either. Well, it kind of is probably to a lot of people.
Yeah, but on our show, are we the forum?
To me.
All right, Google it.
All right, I'll Google it.
No. Oh, this is.
We got to make like a Google song. Canadian national anthem, like new.
What do I do? Pronoun change.
Google. 2.0.
Okay, if Google wasn't named Google, what would be an alternative?
Barry.
Okay.
Barry.
How do you spell that?
I was going to say Barry.
B-A-R-R-Y, like an Australian.
Burry. B-U-R-Y was what I think it'd be called.
I think it would be called.
That's because you're trying to find stuff that's hard to find. That's
so it's been buried.
Ooh, oh, this is why you guys.
This is a factual show.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I would name it Flipper.
Ooh. Why Flipper?
Because you're flipping.
Why
the
not?
Because you're flipping.
When do you ever flip through the Google pages? When do you ever go to the second page of Google?
I go to the 10th and start there.
I guess it depends who you're asking.
True.
What?
Well, maybe like
Jeeves? Do I ask Jeeves ever?
No, Jeeves is dead.
Jeeves.
You're taking me back.
I never met that Jeeves.
About everything.
That's fine. You don't have to talk into the mic on this radio show.
we're just gonna sing songs. About
there we go.
There we go. Now
show.
We can hear some dialogue. Talking.
We are 9 minutes in.
We are.
Should we pick a topic
already? Oh.
Okay.
We should pick a topic.
Okay. Can we? Or
obviously
not?
We're not entertaining enough.
You're entertaining enough. We just have some structure to the show sometimes.
Okay, so let's pick
all right,
something.
We have a song.
So should we explain how we picked the topic then?
We pick it a number one through how many? Oh, my God. Okay. This is how it ends. It is like herding cats in this studio.
Think about how well it went last week.
It
I'm
went
kidding.
Well?
It went fantastically.
We got compliments. But this is fine. This is new. This is a new, like, that's like you gotta.
That should be a new segment. Compliments.
Oh my God.
Okay, let's do it right now.
Let's do it
today.
We're introducing compliments.
Okay. Compliments.
Okay.
That's a harmony.
Now we all have to go around and compliment one other person.
In this room?
In the room.
Or not anywhere.
Oh, anywhere? Okay.
Yeah, just name them.
Okay. Larissa, our guest, one of our guests, you go first. Because you invented the compliment game.
The compliment in general. You invented the compliment.
I choose Joyce. I'm going to compliment her on her work ethic to pick up all of the empty beer cans from Eastside P&E.
Hey, good job. Yeah, good job, Joyce.
Good job, complimenting Joyce.
Girl. Great work.
Okay, Joyce.
Okay, Sarah is going
to... I know your name.
Okay. Sarah's going to compliment Oliver, which is Larissa's dog. And gives so much to the dog
community. What kind of dog?
He is a half Border Collie, half German Shepherd.
That's a good combo.
He's a beauty. And I wish he was here with us right now. So, to him.
R.I.P. to Oliver.
Yes,
pretty sure he's alive.
Jack.
Outside. For now.
Or maybe I'll go and then you can do yours last. All right, I'll do a compliment. No, that's good. You get to close out the thing. I will compliment... I'll compliment that person who said I had a nice hat for being nice, for saying things that make people feel good about.
You can't compliment a made-up person.
From a stranger, you can't get anything better than that, right?
Yeah, like that's. I think that shows a lot about that person. Jack,
I'm gonna compliment. God, I'm not used to complimenting people. No. I'm gonna compliment. You're dead, Tristan.
Oh,
Dwayne, the main wheeler, for raising a kid.
my sister.
Yeah.
He didn't raise me. No. No, he did.
Hey, Dwayne. No, you're listening right now, I hope.
Oh,
he's up north now.
Shout out to Dwayne.
Yeah, yes, he's up in Fort
St.
John.
How about we shout out to all of our parents?
Hey, shout out to all of our parents.
Who's all of her parents?
Shout out. That'd be Joe.
Is all of her parents? Is parents your dog's last name?
Yes.
You just said to shout out all of her parents?
It's Oliver, yeah.
No, his last name's Camembert. Like the cheese.
Oliver Camembert? Is he French?
Is it a French dog?
Do you have
a French dog?
Oh, my God. We need to pick a topic.
Okay, let's pick a topic.
We have to play ourselves out.
Compliments.
It's beautiful.
All right,
let's pick a topic.
All right.
Let's play the song. Let's pick a topic.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Let's pick a topic.
All right. How many numbers are we going one through?
1 through 10, I believe. So you guys,
converse with yourselves
and figure out which number you want to pick between 1 and 10.
What was the number that just popped in your head?
9.
Okay. Mine was 7, so let's do 8.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So
what have we got for 8?
So the numbers are not correlative to anything, but there's an.
Just can't. Oh. People are really learning how the sausage gets made this week, huh?
Do I just do that 8? Yeah, let's just do that. That's a good one.
That's a great one.
Ooh.
All right.
Our topic this week
is
ghosts.
The movie and the Spectres.
And the Phil Spectres.
Yeah, he's a record producer. Is he dead?
I think he might have passed away recently.
Anyway, what do you guys think about
ghosts?
Maybe
he's a ghost right now. Maybe he's here right now.
I hope not. Murdered his wife. So.
Yeah, Phil Spector's a bad man.
Whatever. We should have brought the Ouija board. You guys didn't tell us. We should have prepared.
Oh, I have one. It's foldable.
I brought a squeegee board. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so what do you guys think of ghosts? Do you believe in ghosts?
Okay, yeah, what do we think of ghosts?
Dead air. Excellent. Love it.
I think that I've heard a lot of ghost stories, which have been incredibly interesting. So I've never experienced like firsthand a ghost, but aren't we all ghosts?
Interesting idea.
You know?
Larissa
has
a dead
look. When
I was
walking through the UBC campus, I did feel like a ghost.
Tonight?
Today, yes. In the middle of the day, I felt like a ghost.
Ooh, how so?
When you felt like a ghost or you felt a ghost?
Ooh, those are two different things.
Did you walk through a wall?
Like
or did it feel
ghost.
Like something tapped
no,
your shoulder?
No, I felt like no one could see me for what I was.
Wow.
Damn. Damn. What are you?
What are you?
I'm just a girl. And my face.
Why do you think that people automatically perceive ghosts as like negative?
Because they're spooky.
Yeah.
But why?
Because they're dead people.
Because they're inexplainable. And yeah. You need a reason. You need an explanation.
I don't want a dead guy touching me.
Yeah, this isn't Angels in the Outfield.
Or dead girl. Like,
a ghost
or
isn't
dead
gonna
person.
Make me better at baseball. I just want a ghost to like.
Do you think in Angels in the Outfield there were ghosts?
They were dead.
That's true.
Ooh.
Yeah. Are angels ghosts?
Ooh, there's a question. Guys, do you think angels are ghosts?
Do you think spirits are angels?
That's not the question.
This is getting out of hand. One at a time.
Okay, what do you guys can't answer every question okay. We ask with another question.
We're just going to get like 80
Wait, hold
layers
up.
Deep.
Whose radio show is this?
Hey, I forgot.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question?
Are angels ghosts? That's it. Sounds like
you
a dumb question when I say
it
again. Use a question in a sentence?
Angels yeah. are ghosts, period. Done.
You sound really firm on that. Why?
Do you have a personal experience?
Angels are ghosts because angels are ghosts.
You're going to talk into the old microphone there. Hey, why don't you try putting the headphones? It gives you a good idea of where you're at. There you go.
You have to talk.
Honestly, though, they're not working. So.
Oh, they're not. Oh, okay. No. That's totally not.
Quite unfortunate.
Our fault.
Well, here we are. This is the life we live now. Two of a full half of the people in this studio aren't wearing headphones. Okay. Ghosts. What do you think about ghosts, Tristan?
I don't believe in ghosts.
You also told me that you don't believe in the horoscopes, zodiac or no. horoscopes. No. Do you believe that those are all interconnected, and no. that's why you don't believe in them?
Do you believe in horses and scopes?
I've looked through a telescope and a microscope, so I definitely believe scope. Scope is my favorite mouthwash. All these
yes, great mouthwash.
Great mouthwash.
You know,
I do believe in
scopes. Even better when it's blended with your toothpaste.
It's even better when you blend it with a little bit of whiskey.
Scissorp. Right? No.
I think that's something like that. But no, I don't believe in ghosts.
You don't believe in ghosts?
Because I think...
Okay. Wait, do you believe in horses?
I do have a song about horses.
Oh, how does it go?
Oh, Tristan did
you
a freestyle rap.
On this.
I think that needs to be our first song break.
Yeah? Okay. I can grab it. So
do you believe in horses, other than your song?
No.
Jack, do you
Never
believe
seen
in
a
ghosts?
Horse in my life. Yeah, do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in the movie Ghost, starring Patrick Swayze.
Best movie of all time.
Especially the pottery scene. Other than that, I wouldn't say I'm the biggest fan of ghosts, but I'd say they make me miss my bus 4 times a week.
For what? Yeah. What reason?
They just do.
Weird.
Oh, okay, now my stair shoelaces come untied.
This music break. Because I have a great question.
What's that?
That could maybe pause. Wait.
What?
What?
Just ask the question.
Okay. What is the best ghost story you've ever heard? Whether Ooh. It's a real life experience or it's something that your parents told you around the campfire as a kid.
I think we should think about this.
Yeah.
While horses while by, we by what's your name again?
My rap name was Lil Breezy, but it also features me.
Is it because you farted so much?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Lil by Lil Breezy feat Tristan Wheeler. So I'm in the song twice. I figured my
your
way
out.
Your
last name's Wheeler?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
I think we should have ascertained
at
the show. Yes, my last name is Wheeler.
Oh, that must have got you far.
Yes, that's why I'm how I got here.
They entered the radio. They were like, Wheeler,
yeah,
get him a mic. Wheelerman?
That sounds like the principal would really like your last name in like high school.
No one really liked me in high school. Okay, so we're going to
go. Well, not much has changed. Like Let's play the song.
Okay, we'll play that song and we'll do a little break.
Little Breezy.
Yes. Lil. Wait, can I? Yeah, I can play this.
I don't know. You wrote it. Are there any swear words in it?
There's no swear words. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, we're talking about horses. 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 Oh, nay. Talk about a horse I met. Went and said, you like the jet? Said no, don't even know.
No.
About jets. I ain't a pilot, but there was one in the Bible. And I wasn't liable because fact. The Bible is fact. I know what you're thinking, that's whack that the Bible is fact, but I know it is.
Good God.
And don't even be play a hatin', because I'm skating, roller skating, down the road. You don't even know me, I'm a toad. A toad stands for two, over, at a dyke. Nay.
Yeah, boy.
This is where we break it down. We're talking about my feelings. And I'll tell you right now. I love animals.
Animals.
Animals. Across the street. Animals that you meet. I'm talking. I'll tell you what I like. Cats.
Yeah.
Dogs. Horses.
Yeah.
Frogs.
Yeah.
Ants.
Yeah.
All the animals that I like. Some animals that I hate, I'll tell you right now. Lions,
no.
Tigers,
no.
Squids.
No way.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Because horses. I was in a farm.
Farm.
I was born in a farm with no harm. My dad was a horse farmer. He bred them, and then he went and shed them. Horse for clothes, horse for socks. Suck. Horse, as now. When we had a horse, we taught it some morse.
Yeah.
It had no remorse.
Oh, no remorse.
Of course,
that horse had no remorse.
And then it went wild.
Wild child.
And we had to put it down.
Down in the ground.
Like Old Yeller.
Classic novel.
And I'll tell her like Old Yeller.
Yeller.
He ain't no fortune teller.
Teller.
Because horses, they're running down the road. Horses, they're screaming like a toad. Two, over, awesome,
dyke.
Yeah. You're riding on one instead of a car. I can tell you that you're not gonna go far. Because cars are much quicker. You go like 100. But horses probably gonna go at 30. 30. That's hurty when you're a horse.
Horse.
Yeah, that's it, right there. Don't you tell me where to care, cause I care right here. Yeah. So that's my story. Pretty sure this sounds about the end of the beat, so I'm just gonna sort of resolve it.
A little crazy.
Be kind to others. Tristan Wheeler. 2014, The Beat.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
I faced it. I have Alzheimer's disease.
My diagnosis has let me get on with my life my way.
The more we learned about my grandfather's dementia, the more we could face the future and make plans.
My husband Tom and I spoke to our doctor right away.
I have Alzheimer's, but it doesn't have me.
I faced it. So can you.
For more information about early diagnosis, visit alzheimer.ca.
Welcome back to
Radio Pizza Party. Broadcasting live from the University of British Columbia.
101.9.
CITR.
FM.
CITR. FM.
Our topic today has been ghosts. We usually
It still is ghosts.
Has been actually. And continues to be ghosts, which is a topic we randomly selected with our guest Larissa's and Sarah's. I pluralized one of those words incorrectly and I went with it.
No, you pluralized both of those wrong.
Our guest, I know, that's what I mean. I said guest, and then I meant to say guests, and then I said Larissa's, so I'm like, I might as well just hit Sarah's. You know what I mean?
You hit Sarah?
Okay, come on.
Could we get a campfire going on your laptop so that Jack can start to tell us a story?
That's a great idea.
Oh, some, yeah. Maybe some crickets
can we dim
in the background
the
or something.
Yeah, we turn the lights off.
Let's turn the lights off.
Get those lights off.
Turn them off right now. Thanks.
Spooky.
All right, virtual campfire sounds.
Yes.
Oh, I'll wait for the A&W ad to end.
We now have to pay.
The future!
Gotta wait for the A&W ad to end before I can go to my campfire.
Okay, here's the campfire.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, I can't hear it. But, oh.
Oh, can you?
No, I can't. It's just my headphones.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this story begins one night at the county fair.
What?
Yeah. Okay. They were having a pie eating contest. The principal's there.
What?
The mayor's there.
Okay.
The used car salesman's there. Ooh. And Lardass.
I see where this is going.
Lardass was the fattest kid in town.
Interesting.
This was the 60s, so he weighed like 200 pounds. But he was the fattest kid in town. And,
You didn't think of this name for him, did you?
No.
This is totally your story.
This is absolutely my story. This is not based on a classic movie from the 90s.
No.
And they start eating the pies.
Yeah.
Everybody's there. The whole town's there.
Okay.
Like 400 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 60s.
Big town.
And they start eating all the pies, and he just keeps eating them and eating them and eating them. Lardass is, he's outpacing everybody. He's on his 10th pie before anybody's on their second.
Wow.
He's just going and going. And nobody knows. Is right before the contest.
Uh-oh.
He chugged a bottle of Epicac. That's the stuff that makes you puke.
Yes.
And everybody's chanting now, Lardass, Lardass, Lardass.
He probably was not happy with that.
And then he stands up.
Okay.
Turns to the principal who'd given him so much grief in his life. And he pukes all over his face.
Wow.
And then a ghost kills everyone.
Then there is a ghost massacre.
Yeah.
A massacre.
I can say that story did stand by me.
Wait, can you say the ending again? Can you say the ending one more time?
He killed everyone.
What about you guys? Do you guys have heard any ghost stories from your family, friends, etc.? Experienced them yourself?
We actually live with a girl named Molly who has a ton of experience in the ghost world.
You don't mean MDMA.
Is she personally a ghost?
Well, sometimes. She might be. Just kidding, no.
All right, what's this person? M, we'll call her. We'll call her M. Okay, continue.
No,
Molly.
Let's call her Molly.
Let's call her Molly.
So Molly lived in a house in Byron in London, Ontario.
We don't need to get too specific here.
Address was important. 1784.
That's very important. Anyway, she lived in this house, yes. And one night she actually had to leave the house because such strange things kept happening. Mm. Like chairs kept moving and doors kept slamming. That's my ghost story.
Okay.
Someone had to leave because of the wind.
Oh my god!
Crazy ghost story.
I think it's like supernatural.
I got a ghost story.
Things that are inexplainable.
I got a
hit me with this ghost story.
There's this girl. She was driving to her old house that she used to live in when she was a little girl. So it was
sound like a different person.
There's
she's a little girl.
No, there's a woman.
How old is this woman?
She's 30. She has like a kid stuff.
How old is the kid?
The kid's like 5 or 6.
What's his name?
Dennis.
Dennis? What color are his eyes?
Blue.
Okay, I know enough.
Okay. What's happening over there? I'm trying to tell a spooky ghost.
Okay, we're
tell
ready
the spooky
for it.
Ghost.
Okay.
This campfire is hot.
What? This campfire? Oh, ow. Ow, yes. It's
this hot tub's too hot.
Where's the marshmallows, though?
Where was I?
She goes 30.
So this 30-year-old woman with Dennis the blue-eyed 5-year-old, she's driving to her childhood home.
She's driving to her childhood home. And
wait, is it her childhood home or Dennis's childhood
home? Her childhood home.
Okay, cool.
That she, and it's out in the woods. She's from out in the woods. And she used to have a lawn keeper, like a caretaker of the house.
Was it a Scottish man?
Yes.
What was his name?
It was Groundskeeper's Willie.
Okay. She saw the Groundskeeper's Willie? Oh, gross.
It was an accident. So she's going to this spooky ghost house. Wait.
We already know it's a ghost house?
Spooky ghost house.
No, it's her old family house.
Okay.
So she pulls into the driveway. And she's
Is this a gravel or brick driveway?
It's dirt.
Okay, thank you.
It's partially mud, too.
How much?
30% mud.
Thank you.
So... let's say this girl's name was Kim. This woman's name was Kim.
Okay.
Campbell.
Kim Campbell.
Yeah, the prime minister. She pulls up in the driveway. And she's like, okay, Dennis, you wait in the car. I'm just going to go see if the door's open, right?
So does she not have the keys?
No, she doesn't have the keys. It's abandoned for whatever reason. So she goes and she walks up and it's kind of like, it's got a porch, a creaky old porch. There's a swing on the porch, a porch swing.
Yeah, a classic.
So she goes and she's right when she's going to the doorknob, she gets this chill down her spine, just goes completely cold. And
what time of year was it?
It was the middle of July, so this was extra weird.
Okay. Thank you.
So she, right before she's about to grab the knob, she feels this. the doorknob.
Thank you. Not the groundskeepers.
Hey. Hey. So, groundkeeper Willie is the person. Yes.
He's the door?
No, he is the groundkeeper. So she goes to, and then she gets a chill, and she grabs the, when she finally grabs it, the door's locked. She can't get in.
Is that it?
No.
Okay.
So then she's she goes back to the car, and she's sitting there, and she's like, oh, sorry, Dennis, the door was locked. And she's like, I know it was locked, but who is that man standing behind you? With the red hair and the Scottish accent and the yellow skin. It was Groundkeeper's Willie!
Oh, my God!
Wait, the Willie or what?
It was just Willie hanging on the door. Hanging from the doorknob! A Groundskeeper's Willie!
The call was coming from inside the Groundkeeper's Willie!
I'll tell you a ghost story. Okay. Happened to a friend of mine, Lorenzo.
Ooh, this is a good one.
One time, his house flooded, so we had to go stay at the Waldorf. Everyone is quite familiar with the Waldorf.
His hotel?
It's Hastings and McLean
Drive. Okay.
In Vancouver.
It is warm in this room. So is this the campfire doing that?
He has to stay in there one night, and he goes in to check in, and he realizes that he is the only person staying there that evening. There's no one else, and that's okay, whatever. Spends the night there all by himself, and at around 4 a.m., he hears an alarm go off in the other room. That's not an alarm. A clock alarm.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So my clock
alarm.
That was
a carburetor.
That noise can kick in later. And so...
What?
It can. You give permission. Okay.
In 5 minutes, kick in that noise.
So he... goes to investigate, obviously. He goes down the hall and tries to get into the room with the alarm going off.
So he tries to break into someone's house?
It's one of the hotel rooms. So the Waldorf is a hotel. So he tries to get
in
there.
Sorry, that's what I thought.
No, because there's no one else staying there that night.
How do you know?
So it's just him. Well, he figures that out.
How does he know?
I don't know.
He breaks into every other room.
Except for this one. He's like, oh, I'll get this later. Okay, continue. Okay. What was this guy's name? Lorenzo?
Lorenzo Lamas.
Lorenzo.
Lorenzo.
What was Lorenzo?
Where's he from?
from Kelowna.
Kelowna, okay.
And, okay. And so then obviously he goes down to the hotel attendant kiosk and no one's there. And it's just dead quiet everywhere. So he has to go around to the behind. Dead quiet. And so he goes behind the kiosk, grabs the key to the room, goes back upstairs, unlocks the door, and a giant gust of just frigid cold air comes at him, and the entire room is just freezing cold. Turns off the alarm, shuts the door, puts the key back, goes back to his room, and goes to sleep.
That is a champion.
How's that a ghost?
That's what we're all wondering.
Yeah.
Okay, what time of year was it? Is this a real story that has happened?
It is a real story, okay. Yeah.
What time of year?
He told us that he's never experienced any sort of ghost encounter, but this one thing did happen to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What time of year was this? How cold was it outside?
I do not know. I am not aware of that information.
It could happen, okay?
I'm not saying it couldn't happen.
I'm sure it did happen, but it's a genuine question.
I mean, people always associate like cold chills with some sort of paranormal activity.
Yeah.
Oh, scary movie.
For me, Netflix and chill, chasing ghosts. That's what I call it.
Okay.
Is that on your Tinder profile?
Yeah. That's why I don't do very well.
Hi, I'm Jack Lammy, and I chase ghosts.
Yeah.
Netflix and chill.
You know, Tristan, I got a question.
Yeah.
What's the deal with ghosts?
What is the deal with ghosts? That's a great question. And
let's
play
what game. What's the deal?
I'll turn the campfire off.
All right, guys. What's the deal with ghosts?
What's the deal with ghosts?
Ghosts have a deal.
All right, that's all the time we got.
That was an episode
today.
Of What's the Deal?
All right, that was
What's the deal?
Yeah, okay. Let's go with it.
If you guys could be anywhere in the world right now doing anything, what would you be doing?
I'd be ghost hunting in that area.
Yes, ghost hunting.
I would be in Antarctica, as far away from ghosts as I could possibly be. That's what I'd be doing.
How many people do you think die in Antarctica?
So many people.
60 an hour?
It's so cold. Do you want to get bit by a little ghost penguin?
Also, not a lot of people live in Antarctica.
Yeah, exactly. No one. So, absence of life is
ghosts.
Absence of ghosts.
No, when you're not alive, you're
dead.
Exactly.
Dead.
Are you though? Before you're born, you're not dead.
What? Of course, you're dead before you're born. No, you don't exist.
What?
No, you just aren't alive.
You just don't exist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even a thing.
Is death.
No, I was always a thing.
Any more ghost stories on while we have this? Ooh, hot fire.
We know about this one.
We know about this one chick. Mm-hmm. Her name's
cocaine.
What's her name again?
Little Baby Bonnet.
Little Baby Bonnet, and she came out to play one time.
Is that her first, middle, and last name?
We don't know. Nobody tells us these things.
No.
A friend of a friend told me.
A friend of a friend told me. Me and Lorenzo.
I'll tell you right now, Lorenzo down at the Waldorf. getting gusts of wind.
With little baby bonnet.
He breaks into every room, makes sure no one's there. Puts an alarm clock in every room.
4, 401, 402, so forth. All right, go on, little baby bonnet.
Well, Little baby Bonnet was the daughter of a beautiful husband and wife, and they used to live out.
Were they beautiful as a pair, or are they beautiful individually?
The high slopes of
that's a whole other show right there.
The high slopes of Ontario.
Okay.
Bring a lot of Ontario. That's not the topic.
Everything wasn't so perfect anymore.
Yes.
And the husband and the wife went crazy.
What?
And they
why
killed little baby Bonnet?
They both went
crazy.
Threw
her over the cliff and they killed her.
How can they both? How
did they? How did they? Was it like? I'll grab the arms, you grab the legs. Whoop. Hoi! How'd they kill him at
and
the same time?
She was gone.
Into where?
And one night.
How did no? But like, how did
they do it? How did they do it?
Yeah.
They threw her over the
That's
cliff.
That's what your imagination
the cliff,
is for.
Not the cliff.
Ah, yes, the Cliff of Ontario.
Yes.
Is this anywhere near Byron?
And later that evening, they went to
no,
sleep.
No, Byron wasn't
and
there.
All they could hear was.
This is a fat baby.
Little baby Bond.
How was this a baby or a
Come
young girl?
Come out to play.
Was it like the Warriors? And like whoa,
the crazy mother and father woke up.
Well, you have to talk at the same time.
That's
two different senses.
Sometimes we do that. It's actually quite fun. You guys should try it.
Mm-hmm. Wait. Okay. Let's do
say
it.
Say something at the same time.
Not like speaking over each
just
other.
Just one
time.
Not fast.
Oh, like
slow.
Slow.
Like you're conversing with one. Yeah, we'll try. We'll demonstrate.
And then we'll do like okay.
The other day I went to the store and bought a bag of chips. But then I threw
it. You guys aren't having a conversation. You're just putting a speech away.
Got rid of it.
That's.
It's just trying to predict what they're going to say.
Okay.
You're like forcing each other to finish each other's.
Got
sandwiches, duh. Come
and the mother and the father were terrified.
Okay. Yes. So
what a great story. Hey, we have some more games, don't we?
Woke up and they just
okay.
sat in the darkness and were like,
we have another
oh
song
God,
and
do,
another
what
game.
Do, what
don't
do we do?
Yes, we do. They don't care.
No, they
and then
don't.
All of a sudden they heard.
We could turn their mics off. We could just have our own show.
Which one is theirs?
There too.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Oh man, this is great.
Away.
Oh.
Now, and father.
Like we can
stop
just
doing that.
They were starting to rip out their hair and claw.
Let's just go to a song. Let's just cut the mics off. Cut those mics off.
Anyways, little baby Bonnet comes up from the grave and kills them.
Flipper it. Flipper that.
What?
I'm not flippering anything. I'll bury it.
What does flipper mean?
It's Google. Come on, man.
Oh.
Let's play a song.
Are we going to go to a song now?
Yes.
We're not going to do that thing we're going to do?
We'll do the game.
We'll do
the thing in a second.
Okay.
We have to do
so this is a song by my friend called Where's the Soap? You saw him in the studio, if you were in the studio, in my music video for Horses. He's doing an album on Bandcamp. NickyMo.bandcamp.com or bandcamp.nickymo.com, whatever way it works. Check him out. He knows what he's doing. Great guy. Here we go.
I said, hey, where's the soul? Hey, where's the soul? Hey, where's the soul? I need to wash out all my clothes, share these memories from my winter cold. La la da da, la la da da, la la da da. La da 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 da. I said, hey, where's the soul? Hey, where's the soul? Hey, where's the soul? I need to wash this out my nose before I start sniffing. La la da da, la da da da.
Welcome back to Radio Pizza Party.
Radio Pizza, Party! Okay,
101.9
so let's go.
FM.
101.9
we're talking about ghosts.
We're talking about ghosts. Yep, that's how it works.
We're talking about ghosts.
Talking about ghosts.
They kind of sound like this. Or like this. Or like this. Ooh. Watch out, Scooby-Doo. They're coming for you.
What about
why would the ghosts be saying that? They're the ones chasing
look
it.
Out, Scooby-Doo. Where are
you? Ooh, what about that for scary ghosts? Oh, that wasn't good.
You guys want to hear something real scary? There's a spooky skeleton inside of you right now.
Oh, I love that.
My best friend.
What?
She knows everything about me. Skeleton inside me is me. Is it not?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Great to hear.
Great to hear.
All right.
So, a little birdie told me that you guys are fans. Yeah, it sounded exactly like a little bird. You guys are fans of musical music.
Yeah.
Like most human beings.
Like most humans. But you guys have like a specific
exquisite
like for it.
Are you about to put on the Mulan soundtrack?
No.
No, we aren't allowed to do that.
Not allowed to do that. You know nothing.
But we are about to ask you,
what you listening to?
What was that?
That's from Back to the Future.
Was that Johnny B. Good?
Yeah, that's not when he does that. When
oh my god,
he's on
you gotta listen to this.
Yeah, he's on the stage playing Johnny B. Good, and he gives it to.
That is such an awkward scene, though. I think
it's
a little too much for me.
All right, so what have you guys been listening to?
Sarah is great with music.
Go, Sarah.
Alt-J recently put out a new album.
Wow.
So I've been really into Alt-J right now.
Cool.
Like I always am. I'm also selling some Kendrick Lamar tickets if anybody's interested.
How much?
We can chat after.
200 each. They're $200
each. No,
they're
not. Yes, they are.
Why don't we try to get some call-ins? If you want to buy yeah. these tickets from Sarah, call in to the station.
Get
they're
to the
obviously
studio
good seats
right now.
Because
yeah.
round.
Okay, Larissa, what you listening to?
Yeah, what you listening to?
Currently, I'm really into Young Hearts Run Free.
Hmm. Sounds interesting.
That one chick.
Oh, right. Yeah, I love her.
Yeah.
Tristan, great. What are you listening to?
There's this band I've been listening to called Exquisite Thrasher.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a polka core grind mix of contemporary and extraneous African rhythms.
Wow.
Yes.
What could you polka give us an core? Example? Could you explain that further?
So you know polka.
No.
And you know the core.
Yeah. And like, do you mean the core of an apple?
Yeah, like the core of polka. So it is accordion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just accordion?
Uh-huh. And the main singer is 3 feet tall if you only measure the top 3 feet of him.
How tall is the bottom 3 feet of him?
6. He's a tall man. He's a very tall guy.
How many members are there in the band?
There's 8, and you'd be...
Do they all play accordion?
You'd be surprised how many of them play the bassoon.
How many?
0.
I am surprised. Most polka core bands have at least 7.
Yeah. So, and then there's this guy called Henry Winkler in the...
I don't know who that is.
You know, he's in my notepad right now. I need to, like, Google him.
Henry Winkler?
No, you need to flipper him.
Flipper him.
Bury him. That's Bury Henry Winkler. But not Henry Winkler from Happy Days.
Oh, now I know who he is.
It saved you a flip.
Save me a flip. Thank you.
Jack, what have you been listening to?
Don't flip that no more. I've been listening to...
Guys, I think that's Rihanna.
What?
No, it's not Rihanna.
They can hear you.
Yeah. The speakers play outwards. Oh. I've been listening to...
Hey, Rihanna. Hey, Riri.
Okay, Jack. Continue.
Jack, what have you been listening to?
I've been listening to the John Smiths. It's a Smiths cover band, but it's all black lesbians, and none of them play instruments.
And
they have everything. They only play in unlicensed basements that have been flooded and frozen over.
Sorry, how do they find that?
It's very difficult.
Why do they do that?
Maybe they make a Craigslist post.
They do make a Craigslist post. They're saying, you know what? Have you got an abandoned house? Has the basement flooded? Is it frozen solid? We want
to
play.
Does that have something to do with the sound down there?
Yeah. I'm sure it does. It's terrible. Yeah.
It's terrible.
So you're telling us that you like terrible music?
No, I really like the music. The sound at their live shows is terrible, but in their studio recordings, it's worse.
You guys went into a lot of detail. I feel like I know exactly what you have been listening to.
Yeah, Google the John Smiths.
Yes, the John Smiths.
85 black lesbians.
85 of them?
Yeah, none of them play instruments.
Oh, wow.
How do you find that out? That's crazy.
Well, I asked them all. I just said, what instrument do you play?
And then he's like, same as the last 35. Well, okay. Just want to check this next lady over.
Oh, there's one person that plays, you know, the like the hand symbols.
Castanets.
Yeah.
Oh, but like tiny symbols.
Yeah, they're like Spanish dancers use them. They're like
yes, yes, I know. We all know what you mean.
Okay,
La Cucaracha and all that. So that was Whatcha Listening.
I like that one.
Hey, no problem.
Don't worry about it. We're here all week.
All right, I think we can get an idea.
What a great game!
What a great.
Oh, that's a game.
Do you yeah.
Have any other
or something.
What time are we sitting at?
We have 8 minutes.
We have 8 minutes.
But you know what? I'm saying we should go over a little bit.
Yeah, because we started like a minute or two.
Let's do it. Let's go half an hour over.
Ooh, that's probably not what we should do.
We're having so much fun.
Aww. Yeah, all right.
See, we can have good comedy. You just have to like, tame us down a bit.
It's difficult.
Mm-hmm. We did talk spooky. So let's say unequivocally, once and for all, we make the final decision. Ghosts exist, yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
No.
The
no.
mic's not on.
Oh, yes it is.
Oh, sorry.
if the mic's on, you just haven't been
ghosts
talking to
exist.
It.
Ghosts exist.
I can't wait to be a ghost one day.
Dude, good luck.
I
That'd
mean,
be
like,
horrible.
Just, well, to
what?
Know that your spirit still carries on.
Most ghosts
life,
don't even know
cool.
they're ghosts if they exist. That's like,
wait, how do you know most ghosts don't know they're ghosts?
I don't know. You see, Ooh. Hear those stories about people like, yeah, a lot of ghosts just walk and they think it's like their time still and they walk like.
Do they not try to buy anything ever or like try to go to work?
No, they just redo the same thing over and over again. And how
what
can
if
you go to work?
Witches and wizards.
How can you go to work if you're a blacksmith in old Englishy times and there's no blacksmiths around?
That's what I'm saying. How would they not notice that they're ghosts when they, like, time's passing? Like,
I was talking about the afterlife with one of my friends, and she told me her theory, which was she thinks
this
that when
this sounds comes from a reputable source.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
she
your
is
your friend
or he. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe it was a ghost. I don't know. Anyways, when you die, the theory is you become an alien and you populate other.
That's
other
Mormonism.
Planets. Oh, it's already a thing.
Yeah.
Well,
that's like.
The Mormon thing is there's a special planet for all the good Mormons.
Yes.
Right. That's not the case in this theory.
Okay. I'm sorry. Is it possible that there are reincarnated aliens, like alien Buddhists living on our planet now? That Ooh. Sort of sounds like the idea of this theory is that you're an alien Buddhist.
What?
Like you get reincarnated on another planet. Until
so you're just a human.
Yeah.
Aw, look at us all.
Yeah, okay.
Harmony. Wait, are you saying we are aliens?
We are.
Well, I mean, to anybody else, we're aliens.
That's true.
Shout out to
Jack
POD.
Makes a good point.
Shout out to aliens.
Point.
Why don't we play another little game? Because we're getting.
Yep.
It's a little game we like to end our shows on.
Mm-hmm. When we fully run out of steam.
Mm-hmm. When steam has left the building.
Yeah. Did you guys used to watch?
Is this Johnny Bravo? Like
I was just about to say, you know what a great conversation is talking about old shows that used to
Too
watch.
Bad we're not having
you
that
guys
one.
Ever
Let's
used
play
to
Impression.
Watch
Add that to your lineup next time.
We'll be right here.
We can go on together with Impression Minds.
Impression Minds.
And we can build our dreams with Impression Minds.
All right, that was Impression Minds.
All right, that's
impression
how.
Impression Minds. What does that mean?
Impression Minds. That's the game. So this game.
We do impressions. We go around and we do impressions.
Go around.
We got to get this rolling.
Okay, all right,
who's
what
our first impression?
Who?
Our first impression?
Okay.
Shrek. Jack, do your impression of Shrek.
donkey. I'm not making waffles.
Shrek's a great one, though.
Was that Groundskeeper's Willy?
No.
Is sure? he on the list?
What list? Okay, good. Okay, all right, now you can.
Okay,
all right, Larissa,
turn.
Hit that Shrek.
Oh. Shrek it up.
Shrek it up. She's taking a moment. She's really drawing.
I
in the
quote
character.
Shrek every single day. It's just a part of who I am. So I can't just, you know.
Well, if you quote him every day, give us a quote that you do every day.
Does it have to be Shrek himself?
Yes.
The gingerbread.
No, no, Shrek
no, you
the man.
Have to do Shrek.
I'm gonna do the pigs.
No, I Shrek the
do
man.
The little pigs do the gingerbread.
Oh, are we doing like a
once Lord Farquaad?
No, Shrek the man.
This isn't.
Not
this
the
isn't
the
movie
buttons.
Shrek universe.
Not the gum drop buttons.
That sounded exactly like the gingerbread.
Donkey.
Okay, now that's
could
an actual.
Could you be quiet for 5 minutes? For 5 minutes.
I don't know Shrek.
Right,
it's just Shrek. The whole movie itself is quotable.
Okay.
If you want us to do the Grinch, anything.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
The okay. Grinch. No. Okay.
They were not doing. Donkey. Okay, there we go.
Everyone, just say donkey on the count of three. One, two, three.
Donkey.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord. Okay. I don't think we should do the next impression.
Why?
We just skip to the third one. I've had enough of that.
I've had enough of that. All right,
let's
that.
Do it. Let's and do the third one.
All right.
I've had enough
so
of that.
Sorry. Oh, it's Shrek. Did Shrek just walk in?
I've
whoa.
Had enough of that.
Okay, next impression. Ready.
Santa Claus. Jack, do your impression of good old Kris Kringle.
All right, I'll do my best impression of his laugh.
Oh. Oh, okay. It's so...
How do you guys think he laughs?
I don't know.
Can you do any better?
No, yeah, you guys.
And what would you like for Christmas this year?
Oh my God.
He's an old British man?
What would you like for Christmas this year?
Hey, kids.
This is
comes it on my lip.
Is this bad Santa?
What about Elf? Can we talk about Elf? Like when he
not the Santa Claus universe.
No, when we're talking about...
You know,
when
you know
he knows that
Buddy
guy isn't Santa Claus. When he knows that guy isn't, you're not Santa Claus. You smell like ham and cheese.
Oh yeah.
Let's hear yours.
My Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And then let's hear it for the boys.
It's so lame.
Oh, I love that song.
Great.
Okay, my impression of Father Christmas, depending which side of the old pond you're from,
Christopher. Kringle.
Christopher Christofferson, which I think is they're related somehow by first name only.
All Chris's.
Hey, we should talk to Chris.
Okay, just do the impression. Jesus.
it's
Wait.
My laugh was better than this.
It's showtime. I'm Santa.
Oh, like he probably smokes a lot of cigarettes.
No, he's Beetlejuice is what I was trying to do there.
Oh, great movie.
I've never seen Beetlejuice.
You need to go home and watch it right now.
No.
I'm going to go back to your place and watch Beetlejuice after this.
Oh. And
if you know what I mean.
Some...
Michael Keaton is in that film.
Okay, great.
Well, let's just say one thing. I thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks
for having
us.
To Sarah, both of you.
Sarah was a wonderful surprise. It worked. It worked out. Like I was.
She
a bit
wasn't
worried.
A surprise. I told Jack like a week ago.
I thought you were
no,
joking.
You told me this afternoon. You
this
like,
afternoon.
Me and Sarah are gonna be there. I was like, oh,
feeling the love.
You're getting a ride. Okay.
You said yeah. Well, we only have 3 mics, and I said that's okay. You said that last week.
Well, that's what I thought you were like.
I thought you were joking today when I was like, oh, yeah, are you excited? And you're like,
honestly,
yeah,
I
I'm going to bring Sarah. I'm like, oh, who's Sarah?
In,
like, my
good.
Roommate. I'm like, oh, is this a real
it
person?
It would have been a much more structured show, but it
but
definitely
no,
wouldn't have been a better
it
show.
It wouldn't have been a better show.
Thank
this
you.
Has been a hell of an interesting hour.
I would have felt really uncomfortable without her.
But I'm also just a ghost.
What?
That's like
there's nobody in that chair.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
This studio has been closed for 12 years.
All right. It's been a great show.
Yeah. Time.
Yes. Well, thank you for listening.
Too.
Assuming you've made it this far.
It's definitely worth
Thanks,
it.
Dwayne. Thanks, well, yeah, Dwayne. If the purebred people are still listening,
oh,
what is up?
Shout. Oh,
shout.
Oh.
Shout. Oh.
Shoot.
Didn't we not want to say the name of that place?
Shoot. Well, too late.
It's too late now.
Anyway, so the way we name our episodes is we each go around and say a word. And it's usually three, because that's the amount of people that are here. But it's going to be four.
Yay.
Yes.
Elbone, why don't you start us off?
Say one word.
Just one word.
Cookie.
Star.
Marathon.
Flipper.
Nice.
Excellent.
Cookie, star, marathon, flipper.
All right. That's been a great episode.
That was an episode. No, I kid.
That was a cookie star marathon flipper.
A cookie star marathon flipper.
That was cookie star marathon flipper.
All right, gang.
Thank you for listening.
You
and we will be back
Radio
next
pizza
week.
Party.
Radio. Yeah. We also have merch. We have merch. Yeah. We didn't mention we have merch. Jack's wearing merch.
And we're selling two tickets to Kendrick Lamar.
Thank you.
Who's up next, Tristan?
David.
Love.
Jones.
With African Rhythms.
With African Rhythms. He pops by a certain place we work. You probably know
Sounds
who the guy
beautiful.
Is.
Sounds beautiful.
Great
Sounds
guy.
Beautiful.
Doing it for a while.
Oh, just play us out.
All right.
Goodbye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Wet with all the beautiful fish in the sea, you keep on coming back to me, and I'm waiting on the day you wake up and say,
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama,
Dora,
and
guest
Vin,
the real world.